Jollof rice, a West African delicacy, at the center of a debate as to which country prepares it best. Nigeria, Ghana, and Senegal all claim to its originality and taste. Here in Nigeria, this dish may soon lose either its taste or affordability. It's all because of this bug that damages the dish's main ingredient. Tuta absoluta, or the tomato leaf miner, is a stubborn pest that so far has put several tomato farmers out of business.
The farmers cannot get even 10% of what they have invested in tomato cultivation.
This season, the infestation has caused losses in millions of dollars, causing shortages. That's not only eaten into the income of farmers, but also hoteliers. Preparing Nigeria's favorite dish is no longer cheap.
The little we have here, the prices also has to be affected, so it's high. And that has translated into an increase in the price of whatever foodstuff, food we also make in our restaurants.
The Tomato Farmers Association says this year's outbreak has resulted in a loss of output by almost 70%, pushing tomato prices higher by 450%.
The tomato leaf miner lays about 260 eggs, and when they hatch, they are voracious eaters. They feed inside the leaves, the stem, and flowers of the plant, then target whatever food that survives. Losses after an infestation can be as high as 100%.
Farmers say climate change is creating perfect breeding conditions for the bug. They say early detection will minimize losses, but for now, all known pesticides, they say, have failed to eradicate it. And until a solution is found, farmers' losses will continue, and the cost and taste of Nigeria's jollof rice may never be the same again. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Kano, Nigeria.